Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 26th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: Laura barrels toward Gulf Coast, another record close, and Salesforce soars. Leading today's news: more than 500,000 people have been ordered to evacuate the U.S. Gulf Coast, with Hurricane Laura set to come ashore tonight in Texas and Louisiana as a Category 3 storm. On its current track, Laura will likely cause between $6 and $18 billion in losses, according to Chuck Watson, a disaster modeler with NQ Research. Oil is, meanwhile, holding at a five-month high of $43 per barrel, amid a threat that some of America's largest oil refineries could be shut for months. The hurricane has already prompted more than 84% of oil output and nearly 61% of natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico to be taken offline, according to the Interior Department's Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. In other market news, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ notched fresh highs on Tuesday for the third day running, futures were more muted overnight as investors awaited the next steps for monetary policy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will speak tomorrow at Jackson Hole. Contracts tied to the Dow are off by 0.2%. The S&P 500 is unchanged, and NASDAQ is ahead by 0.3%. Ahead of the opening bell, the latest durable goods report for July will be published, with new orders for manufactured big-ticket items expected to have grown over 4%, down from a 7.6% jump in June. Cloud and software stocks are getting a boost pre-market following a stellar earnings report from Salesforce. The company raised its full-year outlook to $20.7 billion to $20.8 billion in revenue and adjusted EPS of between $3.72 and $3.74 after lowering guidance last quarter. Shares rose 13% post-Q2 results, which saw subscription and support sales up 29% and professional services increase 23%. CEO Mark Benioff said, "It's humbling to have had one of the best quarters in Salesforce's history against the backdrop of multiple crises seriously affecting our communities around the world." The European Pharmaceuticals Vaccine Lobby is pushing the EU for certain liability protections as drug makers around the world rush to develop a coronavirus vaccine. It would give them a comprehensive no-fault and non-adversarial compensation system and an exemption from civil liability if there are problems with the vaccines, in order to compensate for such high risks taken by manufacturers. Several of the firms and vaccines in Europe are in advanced talks with the EU over vaccine supplies, while some have already reached deals with either the US or the EU. McDonald's handling of workplace problems is in the spotlight as the fast food giant probes whether former CEO Steve Easterbrook covered up improprieties by other McDonald's employees. Allegations have also surfaced of potential misconduct within the HR department. Former managers have said their complaints were ignored and they feared retaliation for reporting misconduct. Easterbrook was fired in November over a consensual relationship with an employee, but the company received a tip months later that he had been involved in multiple affairs with workers. With the ink barely dry on the peace agreement between Israel and the UAE, the two countries are sparring over the latter's longstanding request to buy Lockheed Martin's F-35 from the U.S. Washington is firmly committed to selling advanced weaponry to the UAE, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, adding that Israel would maintain its, quote, qualitative military edge, as stipulated under American law. However, any U.S. decision to push ahead with an arms sale to the UAE will likely face pushback in Congress. It also brings up regional memories of the F-35 sale to Turkey, which backfired after Ankara acquired the S-400 missile defense system from Russia. Data analytics from Palantir has filed to go public, confirming prior reports that the company would pursue a direct listing, the same unconventional route taken by Slack and Spotify. The secretive tech business, co-founded by Peter Thiel, is reportedly hoping for a valuation of about $26 billion, despite losing nearly $600 million or $580 million on a pro forma basis in 2019. Another Thiel-backed business called Luminar went public on Monday via a $3.4 billion SPAC merger, while workplace app Asana, also backed by Thiel, filed for direct listing on the New York Stock Exchange. Gary Cohn, the former economic advisor to President Trump, is the latest high-profile name to join the frenzy of Wall Street dealmaking related to special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs. He's teaming up with investor Clifton S. Robbins to seek $600 million for a new blank check acquisition company following splashy deals for the likes of Virgin Galactic, DraftKings, and Nikola. Other high-profile financiers, as well as former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, are among the sponsors for SPAC IPOs in 2020. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. U.S. charges Teva in generic drugs price-fixing probe. American Airlines to reduce workforce by 19,000 in October. Elon Musk teases big battery breakthrough. GM and Ford near finish of coronavirus ventilator projects. Carnival cancels Princess World Cruises in early 2021. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow is down, the S&P 500 flat, NASDAQ is up, crude is down, gold is up, Bitcoin down as well. Look for the durable goods report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.